Our next victim listens to the Money Pit on WTKS in Georgia. Welcome, Mark. How can we help?
I have a question about insulation in my attic. I've got about 6 inches what's not matted down from when they originally built the house in 87, and I want to add more to increase my R value so my electric bill's not so high and the rising cost of electricity. How much should I add?
That's a great question. You know, in your part of the country, you probably want to have 10 to 12 inches of insulation. So we would recommend another 6 inches.
Is it 3 inches equals an R?
It's 3R per inch.
Ah, thank you. I had it backwards.
I was thinking, you had me going there for a second. No, it's 3R per inch. So if you have 10 inches, that's 30R. 12 inches is 36R. And if you're wondering what we are talking about, it's the R is the R factor is the, stands for resistance to heat loss. And so that's how the efficiency of insulation is measured. But what you really want to do is add another 6 inches of unfaced fiberglass bats to that, Mark. And the way to do that is to put them perpendicular to the existing attic rafters.
Can I blow it in instead?
You can, but remember, if you blow an insulation, I don't know if this is an attic you want to store in. It makes it really, really hard to do any storage in there if you do use blown in.
These are non-storable attics.
All right, well, then you can blow it in. The other thing to do is to make sure that you have plenty of ventilation at the soffit area. A 1987 house probably has a vented soffit.
Actually, I don't have any vented soffits. They're all gable vents.
Oh, okay. Well, a vented soffit is going to help make the insulation more effective. Do you know why?
It forces the air through there?
Well, it dries out the insulation because if insulation gets slightly damp, it loses its R value. In fact, if you add 2% moisture to insulation, the R factor goes down by a third.
Well, we have 100% humidity down here almost all the time.
Yeah, so more ventilation is also important. The best ventilation is where you have continuous soffit vents and a ridge vent at the peak.
Okay, so I should do that first before I insulate.
I think you definitely should. And if you use the blown-in, you're going to need something called an insulation baffle that basically goes under the roof sheathing at the soffit edge and ensures that you have an air channel there. An insulation baffle is very, very cheap. It's usually made out of styrofoam, but it plays an important role in keeping that airflow channel open. Because if you blow it in, it could fly into the soffits, and then it'll block the vents, and that defeats the purpose.
So what kind of R value should I be shooting at down here in Georgia?
30 to 36.
30 to 36.
Total.
And at how much, if I only have, I guess it's R19 I have up there now.
Right. If you add another 6 inches, then you'll be done.
So how much will that save my electric bill? Any ideas?
Well, there's a lot of factors there, but I can tell you that it's a great investment. Of all of the energy-efficient investments, adding insulation is one of the best ones you can do. It gives you shortest return on investment.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, Mark. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.